702. The Worldview.
Let's catch up with the Worldview news from elsewhere in the world. We'll start with a story from Ukraine, Adam. They're struggling to hold back the Russian forces on the eastern front line.
Hi there. Actually, John this week for Adam while he's away. Good to be with you. A depressing picture from Ukraine, I'm afraid to say. The country's top general says that his troops have been forced to make a tactical retreat from three villages on the eastern front. Oleksandr Seyski says the situation has worsened, with Russian forces continuing to attack along the 1,000-kilometer eastern front line. And the general says that Russia has achieved some tactical successes, but he still insists that it can't gain operational advantages overall. What's happening is rested Ukrainian brigades are being rotated into those areas to replace units that had suffered losses. So, you know, Ukrainians, well, they're not buckling, but they're under pressure. And what they really want, of course, is some of this new multi-billion dollar military aid package, which was finally agreed by the US last week. And the Pentagon says it will rush Patriot air defense missiles and artillery ammunition to Ukraine ASAP. And President Zelensky has said that these weapons are urgently needed because they're facing a growing Russian air threat. Over the weekend, Ukraine said that Russia had carried out another massive air attack. The authorities in Kharkiv said a hospital had been damaged and energy facilities in three regions were attacked. Russia, I think what Russia's doing is trying to take advantage of its superiority in manpower and artillery and do what it can before Ukrainian forces get those long-awaited supplies of new US weapons and are able to fight back more effectively.
Let's go to the Middle East now. Apologies, John, for calling you Adam. let's go to the Middle East. British troops could soon be on the ground in Gaza.
Well, this is intriguing, isn't it? What they would be doing is helping deliver aid via this new sea route that's being set up. The United States is building this large floating pier for the aid vessels to come in from Cyprus loaded with aid. But the US has been pretty clear that it doesn't want American troops actually driving the tracks along the floating causeway onto the beach. In other words, it doesn't want US boots on the ground. And another country is going to have to step in and do that. And it's believed the UK is considering tasking British troops with the job when the aid corridor opens next month. Should say no decisions taken. There's no official comment from the UK Ministry of Defence or the Israeli Army. But, you know, Britain's Defence Secretary Grant Shapps has been clear all along that the UK is continuing to take a leading role in the delivery of support. So you could see how this could be something that British forces could do. It begs questions about safety, of course. You'd imagine British troops could potentially face a higher risk of attack from Hamas and other armed groups in the area. A little bit of good news, though, on the Middle East, as more talks take place on a possible truce and a possible deal to free the hostages. World Central Kitchen, remember that that charity lost seven staff members in that huge Israeli strike. A month ago, really hit them hard, and it stopped vital aid getting in to Rafah in particular. Well, World Central Kitchen now says it's got it's going to start resuming operations. It's got nearly 300 trucks with almost 8 million meals ready to enter through the Rafah crossing. So hopefully that will bring some ease to those Palestinians who, of course, are really wary about a possible Israeli strike on Rafah. And that's something they're trying to talk down as well at the moment.
Well, it's unclear because the Israeli government have made it, at least they've been making noises about going into Rafah to eliminate Hamas. So what happens next is anybody's guess. Let's talk now about migrants and that difficulty for Britain. Ireland saying that they don't want Britain's asylum seekers.
Yeah, this is interesting because what we seem to be getting is a bit of a standoff between two neighbouring countries. Britain saying that it won't accept the return of asylum seekers from the Republic of Ireland unless the European Union accepts that the UK can send migrants back to France. They're coming, of course, across the channel in these dangerous small boats. So a little bit of a standoff here. Dublin says that it's going to speed up an emergency law to return asylum seekers to the UK after a recent influx. Ireland says 80% of recent arrivals have entered across the land border from the UK, from Northern Ireland, where, of course, there are no checks because there's no hard border there. Both countries say, and they admit, that, yes, this is caused at least in part by this new British law that came in last week to send some asylum seekers on a one-way flight to Rwanda. So I think those asylum seekers that are here are looking of looking for easy way outs before they're bundled onto a plane. The Irish Prime Minister Simon Harris says Ireland will not provide a loophole for anybody else's migration challenges. And a meeting's been set up between the Irish Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, and the UK Home Secretary, James Cleverly, to thrash some of this out and see if they can get peace restored between the two nations.
Quite unbelievable. John Adderley, we'll have to leave it there for this morning's Worldview.